More like.
Okay. So we're in the middle of discussing the sigya of, what is it that really makes the Maisa Nisina and Kiddushin into Kiddushin? Right? What's the key point? What do we really care about? And we really saw three options keep popping up in the Gemara, both in terms of Havaminas and the Maskanas, although not necessarily paired together, in each Gemara. And the Gemara sometimes says, "Oh, look, well here, here's our Maisa Kinyan," or someone says, "Oh, but here's Hana, right? We got Hana in this case," or "Oh, there's like a necessity for a Maisa Nesina, and without that, you don't have Kiddushin." Right? Just like as a brief example, for we saw by let's say by Arev, right, that there's a financial relationship, right? There's like some sort of Kinyan makes sense because financially it works. But in terms of, doesn't necessarily seem like there's a nesina, or necessarily nesina as hana, right? Because the hana is going to someone else. And Gemara explicitly says, "Afopidlo liyada." Gemara says doesn't work. But the Gemara also said that it is nechshav in nesina by truma, and they even said that lamaskana it works by matana, by regular kinyan. So that might sound like you need a real. On the one hand, Nisina is not good enough. On the other hand, the Maskana sounded like it's a Chalipin problem, and it's not totally clear what that might be. Rekod lefanai, right? Schok lefanai. Hahi hanaz, any sort of Nisina's hana is good enough. Although again, we saw that Reish Lakish in the Gemara tried to turn that hana into a bona fide transfer of money. Right, by saying ain't no schiras al basof, and really there's like a financial monetary transfer when at the end of the transfer of hana, and finally by milveh we said that milveh is not effective, right? And but hana's milveh is, and it sounds like the problem with milveh is that there's let's say there's no nisina because it's already given, it's lehotza nitna, and therefore you can't say oh you're giving over the milveh because it's already been given to her. On the other hand. Right, the fact that b'hanas milveh works implies that you don't actually need a nesina because b'hanas milveh shouldn't really be any more of a nesina. So what's really the answer? How do we understand these gemaras? So when it comes to milveh, there are a few different shittos. Rashi alamakom says mekadish b'milveh the amar hiskadshi li b'milveh shehel veitich einan mikudeshes. Why? So he doesn't say. Oh, because it's not his money anymore. He says, why? Because kicha mistei afron gamrinan. We learned out kicha mistei afron. Diyahiv midi b'shas kiddushin. You need to give something over b'shas kiddushin. U'milveh lahutza nitna u'kvar hein shalah. And the milveh is already hers. And since it's already hers, u'mal sacherim hi chayev aslaw, and she's chayev him other money. When he's saying that he's giving her this money, right, he's not. More from Kicha Kicha Mistavron sounds like you need a Yahiv Midi B'Shas Kiddushin. Here he's not giving her anything. Right? Now, what he is implying is that if it belonged to him, even though she's holding on to it, that would be considered a Nesina. Right? You don't actually need to physically hand it over, right? But you need to legally transfer it. So it's good enough for her to be holding, let's say she's holding on something. To something that belongs to him. Rashi says, yeah, that's still a nesina if he transfers ownership of it, right? Because there's a distinct object that was his, and now he's transferring it into her domain, right? Before, if she was, let's say it's a pikadum, let's say she's watching something for him. So she's a guardian, right? It belongs to him, and now he's transferring ownership to her. So Rashi says, oh, yeah, that'd be fine. That would be a nesina, right? There would be a Yahiv Midi B'Shas Kiddushin. But if it's a halva, there's no distinct object. There's nothing distinct that belongs to him and he's transferring, right? And since there's no transfer, he's no Yahiv Midi B'Shas Kiddushin, it doesn't matter that monetarily, financially, she's getting financial benefit, right? Because even that, though that's true, Kvar Hin Shalah, Umal Sachirim Hi Chayev Eslo, and therefore he's not transferring over any distinct thing. Okay, so Rashi, goes out and says, that it's about the nesina, right? You need to give over something over. You need to do a nesina, and here there's no ma'aseh nesina, right? Now, what's also interesting is that you can't go too far with this, in the sense that you can't say you really need some sort of physically distinct, let's say, object, because when it comes to arvach lozman, which is hanas milve, right? Hilvaso va'amar la hiskachi b'hanazu. Okay. So he's being mekadesh with the hanas pruta that she would give, you know, be willing to pay to extend the time on her loan. So it doesn't sound like that's an actual nesina, right? It's like a nesina of hana. It's a nesina of something of monetary value. Okay, now there are two ways I think that you could explain how they're stolen a scene here. One is, you know, a little bit more brute force, but very effective. And the other is a little bit more more finesse, but, you know, a little bit more more going out on a limb. It's a little bit, you know, expanding our definitions. Right? There's what are the two ways? Anyone who did little bit of milve in the methodology here might have like a leg up in this one. How else can you explain the halva, the harvachas man of the halva, as actually involving a nesina? It's a little bit cheating.
But she's getting hana from having more time, like she can use the money now.
Okay, what do you mean by that? What is like a nesina?
The nesina is not the money that he had lent her, but it's the extra time that she now has the ability to use it.
Okay, so that's the non-cheating answer. That's okay. It's acceptable to not cheat. The non-cheating answer is to say, well, you know, it's something that's worth money, and as such, right, he's actually right now intentionally, right, and directly transferring a certain amount of hana and a monetary value to her. So he's not giving her an object, he's giving her something of monetary value. And that's fine, right? Maybe you don't have to actually give something over. You might not need to actually even wire money from one account to the other. Perhaps it's good enough to simply give over monetary value. As long as it transfers, maybe you could claim that it's a yahiv midi, okay? That involves more finesse, because you're sort of saying like, oh, you know, finances are all really like, you know, informational transactions of like commitment, and much less about objects. So why can't we just treat all money as fungible? What's like the sort of more, I don't say brute force, but it's definitely involves less finesse to say that there's a real real nesina. Even say it's like a bit of more of a Baal Batish answer. Okay. Lo tzricha da'arvach lazman, hulvaso v'amar la, hiskachi b'hanazu, shati yis nosanas pruta ladam shifaisini al-kach. When's the halva happening? It's not so clear, right? So I'll just throw it in here. The Rabbeinu Chananel shita on this is that Rabbeinu Chananel says, when it comes to Arvachas Man, is that he actually needs to take the money back and give it to her again. Okay? Some of the Rishonim think that Arvachas Man has to be Bishas Halva. Right? It's actually, when is he extending the loan? When he initially gives her the loan in the first place. Okay, in which case he's actually handing her the loan right now and giving and saying, oh, and I'm extending your time. Now, why is that helpful? Because now there's actually it's a little bit crude in the sense that, like, you know, we're explaining that there's a nesina by actually putting a nesina into the case, right? We're changing the case. So it's a little bit cheating. It's a cheating answer. On the other hand, it's definitely there in some of the Rishonim. that the harvach hazman has to have some sort of genuine basis in reality in order to really work, right? So, okay. So what is, right? Otherwise, it's mekadesh b'milveh. So in order to make it concrete, maybe you actually need to do an asina right now. So waiving the loan is simply, there's no yahiv midi. You're not giving anything, right? But if you actually give her the loan right now and say, oh, give me marviach zman, right? And with that money, harayim kudash asli, so there's actually an asina right now of hana. He's literally handing it over to her right now. Okay, but either way, Rashi thinks that the problem with halva is that there's no nesina. There's no maisa nesina. Okay, now the Avnei Miluim points that out. He says, "Mashma the ilav di yalef la mistei afron heavy milvin nami chashav kesef." He says, in terms of finances, in terms of the actual monetary quality of a loan, right? Is a loan a commodity? Can you buy and sell loans? Can you leverage loans? Can you put them on the market, right, and sell them, and conduct business with them? Yes, right. The current financial markets are entirely based on that, right? It's what got us into trouble in 2009, and continues to make things interesting, right? Mostly, we don't actually do business with money. What we really do is, we conduct business with the debt that is owed to other people, which is owed to other people. We have, debt from other people's debt. And it allows us to pretend that we have money that doesn't actually exist. But we definitely use debt as money. So if I'm selling you a field and you owe me money already, so instead of paying you money, right, can't I just say, oh, I'll get your field, and in return, I'll cancel your debt. Right? Makes sense. Right? One option is to say no, because Milva lo tzanitna, and that debt basically doesn't exist right now. But the other, so you can't use it for a kinyan. The other option is to say no, right? Of course you can. You can totally use the debt as a financial instrument. In which case, for kiddushin, why can't you use it? It would work for kinyan kesef. By the way, the Rambam holds that you could actually use a debt for kinyan kesef. Absolutely. Right? Have you milvin nami chashav kasef? Ela mishum the yalef misad mistei afron v'hasa mistei afron kain hayu the yalef avram kasef b'shas mecher uksev v'yishkol avram linya zegam rinan mistei afron the yachiv midi b'shas kiddushin. Right, kiddushin isn't the same as a kinyan. In which case, the fact that it works for a kinyan doesn't help us. Right, what we learn from mistei afron is nesina, and therefore, it needs to be nesinas kesef, and if there's a transfer of money, but there's no actual nesina of kesef, then there's no kiddushin. So says Rashi, giving over a loan works for a kinyan, maybe, but giving over a loan is not going to work for kiddushin because there's no nesina. Okay? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I just had a question. When we talked about Rashi with just a regular milva, we said that if milva hotzanidna wasn't a thing and it was considered in his possession, then the milva would have worked. Didn't we say that?
One second. If the milva, Rashi said, one more time, say that again.
If like milva hotzanidna wasn't a thing, that like, okay, I loan you money, but it still is kind of mine.
Yeah.
Then could he retroactively say that milva that I gave to you is kiddushin?
Yeah, well, I pashas, okay. Right? Because then it's still his, and it's still biado, essentially, right? It's still considered in his, what?
There wasn't any actual giving over, that's what.
Well, there's no physical giving over, right? That was what I was pointing out before. Rashi's right, still moda. You don't need a physical giving over. It's good enough to legally transfer it, right? If she's already holding it, but it was his, and now he's giving it to her and making it become hers, that's good enough. But right, that's still within the, within that limited range of it's his. He's giving, something is going from him to her. It doesn't need to be from his hand to her hand. It could go from his hand into her chatzer, right? It could go from his hand into her house. It can go, right, from his possession in her house to her possession in her house. as long as it changes domain, right? Not in terms of physically, but legally. But it was still, you need something that's going from one place to the other. There's this thing, and it was being given from him to her.
But then why did, by Hanas Milva, did we feel the need to say, oh, he's giving again?
Because we needed to say that there's a Nesina, and maybe the Hana of Harvach HaZman there's no actual transfer of something. Right?
Okay.
The other option was to say, your non-cheating answer was to say, no. At the end of the day, the Hana can be viewed as Kesef, and that Kesef is changing hands, and it's legally changing hands, as if real Kesef was changing hands, right?
Right.
Definitely makes sense. The downside of that is because she already has the Milva, right? And you're simply not collecting it. You know, you're going to collect it later. It's much easier to argue that it's not actually a transfer. Right, she's getting benefit, but you're not giving her something new that she didn't have until now. Even in the Rekod Lefanai, Schok Lefanai cases, right, she doesn't have something, and now you are providing her with a service.
Interesting.
A new service, right? She didn't have it, and now you are giving her free tickets to a show. Right, how much? Is a ticket to a show worth something? Right, tickets to Broadway shows are they're expensive. Right, it's a piece of paper with a number on it. It's a piece of number paper with a number on it that grants you access to a service. So Rekod Lefanai grants you access to a new service. If you're already in the theater, right, and someone says, "Oh, maybe I'm going to kick you out unless," and then he says, "You know what? I'm not going to kick you out. Just be on your best behavior and stop throwing popcorn." So then, did he provide you with a service, right, or? His being nice you might even be worth bribing him not to kick you out because you just paid $20 to get into the movie and now the usher is going to kick you out for throwing popcorn. So if you pay him $5, right, you really just made $15, sach hakol, because you don't have to buy new tickets, right? But I don't know if you would consider that bribe to be, payment. It's a bribe. It's not payment for a service, right? That's what makes it more complicated. When do you see something as, avoiding something unpleasant, right? Or you're getting some sort of benefit out of it, but you're not gaining something new. You're not getting a new service as much as, when do we say no? Like, you're getting a new service and therefore you're getting something new, right? So that's why it's trickier to, say, oh, Harvach HaZman of a Milveh is considered a new Nesina. Because she already has the money, right? She already has the benefit. Now she's going to benefit from it more, right? But here's the question, right? When we say a penny saved is a penny earned, right? Is that really, really true? Right? Definitely psychologically, it's not true. Right? There's definitely a difference psychologically between, between getting something new and simply not losing. Depends, what you want to say is more powerful in which direction. But here, right, not losing, not having to give up this money, right? Is that the same thing as having been given something new? Or, right, the maintenance of the status quo is beneficial. It's pleasant. It's good. It's definitely worth money, but it might not necessarily be that you're being given new money. Right? Okay. Yes. Okay. So that's the way Avni Milum takes Rashi. I think it's correct. Rashi really, really just comes out here and he gave us it's because of Kicha Kicha, right? Why is that so surprising? Because he could have skipped this whole first part and said, Milva lo tzanitna ukvar hein shala, right? The money's not his anymore, it's hers. He already gave it to her. Because the halva, right, belongs to the love, right? Give over the money. The money now belongs to the love, and ma'osachirim hu dechayv. So now there's a debt, right? But the money that you gave is no longer yours. Why not just say there's a debt, but you can't be mekadesh with the money? Or you're saying I want to be mekadesh with the money, but the money's not yours, right? If you want to talk about the debt, right, and the benefit she gets from you canceling the debt, that's something different than the actual coins that you gave over. But Rashi's not saying that, right? Rashi's saying you'd kind of need to use the coins because otherwise you're not doing a nesina. But you can't use the coins because they're not yours anymore. right? What Rashi is assuming is that the actual debt itself, A, is a commodity that could be used for financial interactions. It just doesn't work for Kiddushin because Kiddushin is not a financial interaction. It's a Nesina, right? It's a Nesina that needs to have financial value, but ultimately it's about the Nesina, and therefore here there's no Nesina, okay? Now, if you look at, Tosfos, doesn't quite seem that way, right? Seems like the problem is really the financial problem, right? Amarav, and they, why? Because they, right? They base everything over off the Gemara and Mem Zayin. Amarav, Mekadish bil Milva ina Mikudeshes. Why? Because Milva is Lotzan ina. If you note, Abaya never said that. Where's our Gemara here? I have to go all the way back to our Gemara. Here, Amar Abaya, Mekadish bil Milva ina Mikudeshes. Bahanas Milva Mikudeshes. Right, Abaya says, oh, Hanaz Milva works, but Milva itself doesn't work. He doesn't say why, right? Rashi is giving the explanation here that it's because of Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, and you need Nesina, right? The lesson of Rav is that you can't do it because Milva's Lehotzanin, and therefore the money itself doesn't belong to you anymore, right? So Tosa says, right, Yesh Damachim Kichalipin, Umaknilu B'mechila Sadamim, Avagav Damar B'kidushin, Hamikadesh b'milva ina mikudeshes u'b'mecher lo kana haynu ki kadsho kana b'chifetz b'mo shechayevla. But kidsha b'hanas mechilas milva malio kimo arvach lezimna v'adar v'alech l'shelton. It also says, what's the problem? The problem is that the money doesn't belong to you anymore, right? And therefore what? You could use the value of the loan. That's one thing. That's something you could use both for Kinyanim and for Kiddushin. But for both Kinyanim and Kiddushin, the loan itself, the money itself doesn't exist anymore, right? Because when you give a loan, the dollar bills that you hand over now belong to the other party. And since that's true, right, if you're Mekadesh B'milve, you're Enim Kodeshes, B'mecher, it's Lokana. And those two go together for Tosfos. Because Mecher and Kiddushin both require the transfer of funds. And here there's no transfer of funds because you don't own the money of the halva anymore. But if you use the value of the hana, the debt, right? Aval kicha okana behanas mechilas milveh, malil, right? If you were to say, oh, I'll waive the debt, that's fine. Because that's gufa, considered money. Oh, I'm just going to answer Tila's question on the chat. Right, this actually ties in perfectly, I think, with their shitos legabe, the relationship between kiddushin and lashon kinyan. And Rashi thinks that kiddushin is not a kinyan at all, right? Not even kinyanishas, right? Rashi says that it's the parallel to kiddushin and kinyan is a linguistic one, right? Kinyanim just tells you, kinyanim are about creating legal relationships between people, so you can call kiddushin Belashon Kinyan, but really Kiddushin has nothing to do with the world of Kinyanim. Right? Tosfos, on the other hand, said that Kiddushin is a Kinyan. It's Kinyan Ishus, it's not Kinyan Mamon, right? And there's like this broader meta category of Kinyan, and then within Kinyan, the concept of Kinyan, right, there are two types. There's Kinyani Mamon and there are Kinyani Ishus. Now, therefore, for Tosfos, there's an actual genuine common denominator between them, which is worth talking about. Well, according to Rashi, the fact that it works for Kinyanim really should not be relevant at all to whether or not it works for Kiddushin. And in terms of the Gezeras HaKasav of Kicha Miste Ephron, Rashi is very happy to say, oh, of course it would work to be, even if it works to buy a field, right? Of course it's not going to work for Kiddushin, because even though we're learning Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, what we're learning from Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron is not that it's a Kinyan, we're learning that it's Nesina, right? For Tosfos, at the end of the day, we're learning Kinyan Ishos in some way as a parallel to Ste Ephron, right? As Kicha, Lashon Kinyan, in which case the paradigm of the meta topic of Kinyanim is something that is and should be relevant to Kiddushin, right? So for Tosfos, it makes a lot of sense that by default, when we say Hamikadesh b'milva inim kudeshes because milva lo tzanitna, that would apply also to Kinyanim. Right? And Tosfos Bava Metzia puts Kiddushin and Mecher together. Because Halva can't work for a Kinyan because Lehotzanitna. and you don't have the coins anymore. The money is not yours anymore. But the debt should work, right? Because the debt itself is a commodity, even though the dollar bills that you gave over are not. Okay? Now, the... Here, so the Ritva, just also says, right? Puki hicha shemachalah hamilve, o miktzasa. If he was mochel the milve, one second. Amar baya, hamikadish b'milve enum gedeshes. Ikar aperush, hamikadish b'gufa shel milve. If you're trying to be mikadish with the actual coins, so amar la harei mikudeshesli b'milve she'at chayevet. Ula puki hicha shemachalah hamilve, o miktzasa. Okay, if he's mochel the actual debt, right, then he's fine. Kivan shehana zu shavapruta, dehana b'chol makom chashuva kekasef. Right, there's a conversion between hana and actual kasef, right, and it that works fine. So she's actually giving her money right now. Right, if he's giving her hana of shava pruta, when do we have a problem? Kivan did daite azuze havele mekadesh bedavar she'eno shalau demilva lotzanit na ve'en lemilva baklum. The dollar bills that he gave her are hers now, not his, and therefore he can't be mekadesh her with those bills, right? But if he was mekadesh her with the debt, right? Since she's getting hana, that's a transfer of money, says the Ritva, and that's perfectly fine. So like Tosos, the Ritva is saying, at the end of the day, right, the actual debt is worth money, right? And Hana is basically a form of Kasef, and there needs to be a transfer of money, right? It's about Kinyan, and Kinyan Kasef, and you're transferring Kasef from one person to another.
But wouldn't the objection we said before, that this isn't a new transaction, still apply to what the Ritva is saying?
So, no, because the Ritva's point is that you don't really need, it's not about the Nesina, it's not like you're giving something over, right? We need there to be a transfer of kesef, right? And since she's getting hana, is she getting hana? Yes. Is this hana worth money? Yes. Hana b'chol makom is chashuv kekesef. In which case, he just gave her kesef, and if he gave her kesef, then that's kiddushin, right? So the only problem is what? Is that he's not trying to use the debt. He's trying to use the actual dollar bills that he gave over, right? For Rashi, the problem was that there's no Nesina, right? For Tosos and the Ritva, that's not a problem. The problem is that he's not here. He's just delusional and thinks that he still owns the money that he lent her. Right? When you lend your friend a dollar bill, right, that original dollar bill doesn't belong to you anymore, right? You can't say, oh, I want that dollar bill back. Here, I'll give you a different one, right? It's not your dollar bill. So you can't be Mekadesh with it, right? But it's not that there's a problem in the Nesina, right? It's just the problem in the Kinyan, because you're trying to be Kona with something that's not yours. Okay. Right? So the Lashon of the Ritva, I'm not totally sure where the Ritva stands on the whole point. The Rashba says, if you're using someone a debt, you could use a debt as a commodity. Okay, so if it's someone else's debt, right? If A owes B money, then B could sell the debt, could give the debt to C as kiddushin. Right, but you cannot be if A owes B money, B can't be mekadesh A with that debt. Right. Okay, why not, right? If we could treat debts as a commodity, why can't we just use the debt as a commodity? Now, so the Ritva and Tosel said, well, actually, you could. You just need to make sure you're talking about the debt and not the actual coins, right? Because no one has a havamina, and why would that help us with a chov to someone else? So you could just say, well, when I'm talking to you and I gave you $100 5 seconds ago and you just put them in your wallet, so I think I still have rights to those $100 bills, even though I don't. When I talk to someone new, I know that I'm not giving them the dollar bills because otherwise I have to actually give them the dollar bills. So instead, what I'm doing is I'm talking about the debt. Right? That's not what the Rajba says. The Rajba says in both cases, we were talking about the actual debt. Right? Even though Milva is Lotza, it's Lachirim. Since he's transferring the debt that's owed to him to her, right? It's A owes a debt to B, and B is now transferring it to C as Kiddushin, right? Right? He's actually transferring something. It's not like if A owes B, if C owed B a debt. Right, and then B was trying to mekadesh C with it. The lo dami lemilva sheima. Why? De az ino machnes lershusa davar mechudash she sheibuda biyadahi. Right, when you transfer her debt back to her, you're not creating something. You're not giving her something new. Okay, now wait a second. Right, but before she didn't. She owed money, and now she doesn't owe money. Right, but his point is that you're not giving her a new shibud, you're not giving her a new debt, right? She doesn't now own her debt, right? What you've done is you've canceled her debt. So she hasn't gotten something new, right? If you buy your own debt off of the bank, you didn't just make an investment, you just got out of debt, right? I think that's how it worked. I mean, actually, truth is, nowadays, you actually could do that. Right, you could issue a debt. You could take out a loan. Actually, some companies have done that. I think Cerberus actually just did that. They bought a company. They took out money, a loan, to buy a company. Then they got that company to take out a loan to buy itself back. Okay, and then they repaid themselves. Okay, so they took out they borrowed money from banks to buy a company. Then now they own this company. This company, right, as a wholly owned company, now took out debt from other banks to pay back its parent company for itself. Okay? Okay, great. What's the benefit of that? This company just paid off, right, and now owns this company and paid itself back for all the for the amount of money that it spent on this company from these from now from new banks. And the new banks, right, can collect only from the company, not from the parent company. So if the company does well, they make money. If the company does bad, all the debt is on this company, and they've already paid themselves back from themselves with debt that this company, who is not them, is liable for. Right? So you could do is you could own your own debt as an asset. Now, the real question is, who's in charge of these banks who fell for it? Because what they just did is they just gave totally liability-less debt to this company, right, without realizing it. So they probably didn't do their due diligence. Someone probably got fired. But the point is that you actually could get away with this. But at the end of the day, the point of owning your own debt is so that you could cancel your own debt. Right? Unless you're like having a lot of fun in the finance markets. Okay, so the Rajma just says that if you transfer debt from A to C, then C has gotten something new. If you transfer it from A back to A, then A is simply no longer in debt. Right? You haven't given her something new. Now, here's the question. According to the Rajma, right, what's the problem there? Is it because the Rajma thinks that you need a Nesina and there's no Nesina? Or that Kiddushin, right, needs to involve being machnas l'shusa davar mechudash. Now, why is that not Nesina? It could be that exactly what we're pointing out, that she's not necessarily getting hana as much as cancel, right, not having the unpleasantness of having to pay back a debt, right? Or she's not necessarily getting money, right? Even if a debt is a commodity, getting your own debt might not be getting a commodity at all. It might simply be, right, canceling your debt. So it's great. It's fun. Definitely makes you happy. Doesn't necessarily count as something that you have to pay taxes on. right? If you, I don't know, if you, you know, if you invest in the market and you make money, then you have to pay taxes on it, right? If you get your debt canceled, then if you, you know, buy up your own debt and now you don't have to pay it back and you cancel your own debt, I don't know if that would count as like, right? I don't think that counts as like a financial, as an actual financial profit. You wouldn't have to like put it on your balance sheet as like profit. You could be able to put it down as like, I don't know, as debt. Right? Be on the liabilities column. And then a minus in the liabilities column. But it would still be in the liabilities column. So probably huge tax nafkaminas. Okay? So I'm not sure which of the two the Rajba thinks. Right? Does he think that it's because of the lack of nesina? Right? Not machnas l'rshusa? Or it's not davar mechodesh? Right, which of those is really the main, like the main word? Because right, Rachel was pointing out before that maybe you can't even see this as money if, right, the usher threatens to throw you out for throwing popcorn and you convince him not to, right? You don't owe him money, right? You need to say thank you, but you don't actually owe him money. If the usher lets you into the movie for free, right, assuming that, I don't know, it's his movie theater or something, right? Then you owe him money, kivyachal, right? He has just given you value, right? It's as if he just gave you free money. If he doesn't kick you out, maybe he didn't give you free money, right? He's just being nice. Okay? So I'm not sure which of those two the Rajba is saying, but he definitely clearly points out this idea that even if a debt is a commodity, your own debt, right, shouldn't be viewed as a commodity because you're not being machnas l'rshusa davar mechodesh. Okay, now let's get to the Rambam. The Rambam says what? The Rambam says, Mekadesh b'milveh, hafilu haisa b'shtar is ina mekudeshes. Why? Okay, kitza, kigon chayetz lo, chol v'dinar v'amr la ha-reya mekudeshes li b'dinar sheyesh li b'yadich ina mekudeshes. Why? Shamil v'lo tzani, na v'ein kan davar kayim. Li honnos ba me'ata, shekvar hutziya oso dinar v'avra hana aso. Okay, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying at the end of the day, there's no nesinas hana here. Right? There's a debt. He gave her the money, right? And now, he's not giving her any hana. Now, in terms of our chart of like what, you know, what's the important element, clearly the Rambam thinks the issue is hana, right? He's not saying, oh, he's not giving her any kesef. He's not saying, oh, there's no nesina. He's saying there's no hana. The whole point of kiddushin is to give over hana. So if you don't give over hana, then there just is no kiddushin. Right? What's the problem with the milveh? Now, by the way, the Rambam holds in Hilchos Mechira that we treat a milveh as money. And you could buy something with and do kinyan kesef with kesef of a milveh. Right? As we saw in the Shava Kesef Kekesef Segia. Yeah. So the Rambam really thinks that we treat a milveh as money. It's a commodity, which you could buy things with and you do a kinyan kesef with. But you can't do kiddushin because at the end of the day, kiddushin doesn't care about kesef, right? Kiddushay kesef is not really about kesef, right? As we saw in the Shava Kesef. It's really about Shava Kesef, or as the Rambam says, it's really about Shava Hana, right? Because kiddushin is about giving her Hana, right? The means of doing that is kesef, right? But it's a means of giving hana. So here, he's giving over kesef, but there's no kesef shal hana. So there's no kiddushin, right? Because why? Milveh lo tzani. Now, he already transferred the funds. She's already able to get as much hana as she wants out of it. So what he's doing right now is he's not giving her any new hana. Now what? If he says, that I'm going to be mevatel the chov, and now you're going to feel way better. So maybe you could say, yeah, that's a new hana, right? But that is the hana of the fact that I'm going to cancel it, and you're going to feel happy, right? But not the fact that, he has to actually give her something new, some new hana, right? But it's about the hana. Okay, what's a good, interesting nafkamina of this? A milvish which has a mashkon. Okay, for the Rambam, what's the vort? A mashkon is collateral. If you have collateral, then what? So the milveh, on the one hand, it's less ethereal because there's an actual collateral which the bank has of yours, right? So the bank still has something, which makes this milveh much less conceptual and much more of an actual real commodity, right? Because not only do they have, it's like a mortgage as opposed to, other debts, right? A mortgage is much more valuable and much more, credit default swaps are much more of a reasonable, or were thought of to be a much more reasonable commodity because mortgages are actually based on a collateral, right? Your house. Okay, so let's say there's a collateral. So according to the Rambam, Hayala o etzla milve al mashkon v'kitcha ba'osa milve v'hechsir la'asa mashkon harezu mekudeshas. Why? Shaharei hi nehenez b'mashkon me'ata v'arei hegiya hanaliyada. Giving her back the mashkon, right, is a source of hana. Now he doesn't say that changes the nature of the halva, right? What you actually need to do, says the Rambam, is give her back the mashkon. Because by giving her back the mashkon, you're giving her hana. What does Toso say? Afilu ein machzir la mashkon, ela shemochal asa milveh, afu bi shemashkon biyado, deha mekadish b'milveh sheyesh lav mashkon kamar, velo mekadish b'mashkon. Right? He doesn't actually have to give it back. Why does Toso think you don't need to give it back?
Because a debt is a financial transaction.
Right. And why? And the fact that you have a mashkon just makes it much more real, right? It makes it much more tangible, right? Before, we were saying, the debt, right, is a little bit, it's too ethereal. So it's, it has financial value, but you need if you just say, you're mekudeshes, but the debt, what is the debt? You're saying, like, the debt that you owe me or the money that I gave you, right? Here, where there's a mashkon, so I actually have her mashkon, which I have the means of collection already in my hands. So by giving it back, I'm now, I'm like, okay, I'm giving it back. I'm paying it up, right? So I actually already have the payment in which I'm giving back to her. So that is what I'm talking about when I say I'm being mekadesh with this milveh. Right? According to the Rambam, that still wouldn't work because it's not a problem if the milveh is too ethereal, right? And there's no actual, you need to give it like a clearer monetary instrument, which shows us, if I have a mashkon, then I have a clearer, more tangible monetary implement. The Rambam says about giving hana. So just because you canceled the debt, right, and there was a mashkon, you didn't actually give her hana until you actually give her the mashkon. And then giving her the mashkon is giving her something which she can now benefit from. Okay? So the Rambam just really, really formulates everything in terms of giving her hana, while for Tosos, right, it's a question of giving her a kesef, right? And because you're doing kinyan ishus with kesef. Okay, what about rekod lefanai? Okay, so I think we can find the same parallel, same sugya, okay? Again, we saw in the Mishnah, it sounds like we're totally fine with kiddushin with hana. Rish Lakish wanted to convert it. Basically, sounded like he wants to convert it into kesef, and that's really what we see in the Rishonim. Right? Tosos here says, back on the halva, really on Mekadesh B'milveh, he says he disagrees with Rashi about what the case is by Harvach Hazman. Why? Because Kivan Shehu Nosim La Ze Pruta B'Kiddushin of Harvach Hazman. Right? He's giving there the hana of Harvach Hazman. Velo nasan lo klum, hevi kilu nasan lo pruta mamish. Tosa says that halachically, the fact that he, right, is giving her a shava pruta of hana is halachically equivalent if he actually handed her over money. What's the why? What's the nafkamina for that? So Tosa says that it would be ribis ktsutsa. It would be genuine ribis because he is giving her four and she is giving back five. Right, he gave her four prutas, and now he's getting back four prutas plus a shava pruta of hana. Okay, because she's marrying him for the pruta. He's giving her havach hazman, which is worth a pruta, right? And she's giving him back, and he's now giving that back to her. right? Which didn't actually happen, right? He's giving her hana of harvachas man. She's supposed to pay him for that, a pruta. He now is being giving that back to her for kiddushin. All right, so says Tosfos, that is, what's that? That's ribbis, right? Because she gave him 5 prutas back. But he didn't, right? He says, but ki'ilu nasna la pruta mamish. Halachik, there's no difference. Tosfos sees the hana as if it was actually a pruta, a physical pruta, basically. Right? Says the Ritva, same thing. Hana b'chol makom is chashuv kekasef. So the rekod lefanai, according to Tosfos and the Ritva, is what? Is actually a transfer of money, of real money. It's hana. Hana just converts straight into money. Right? Now, what do we know about the Rambam? For the Rambam, it's obvious, right? The Rambam just says, what do you mean? We don't want money. We really want hana. Kesef converts into hana. It's not that hana converts into kesef, right? Okay, what about Tanis Manaslach here? So Rashi says, Inu elo ochizba umachzira. Rashi is not so clear, but the way I wanted to read Rashi is that what? There's a chisaron in the Nesina, right? Matar Manasla Hachzir is ochizbav machziro, and there's no actual Nesina. Okay? The Rambam says what? It's a perfectly fine Nesina, and it's perfectly fine in as a Kenyan. V'im hichziraso hare lo nenis v'lo higia liyad aklum. Right? She didn't get any hana, and she didn't... And she's not nene, then there's no kiddushin. Who cares if there's a nesina, right? So Rashi says no nesina. By matam manasa achzir. Rambam says again, no hana. Toso says, it works by kinyanim. So why shouldn't it work for kiddushin? What's Toso's answer?
It does work,
right? He says, of course it works. If it works for a kinyan, of course it's going to work for kiddushin. If it's a Kenyan kesef, of course it works for kiddushin. Except that it must be that it's derabanan. Derabanan who the lo havu kiddushin, right? Because Tosfos l'shitas, everyone here is manash l'shitasam. Rashi says there's a chisaron in the nesina. Rambam says there's no hana. Tosfos says if it works for Kenyan kesef, then of course it's going to work for kiddushin. It must be derabanan. Okay, and same thing in the Ritva, right? So Tosfos and Ritva just say, it works with Kenyan, it's got to work. Rambam says you need hana. And Rashi says you need a nesina. Okay, it's actually very geshmak. So they really all amash are lishitasam. We're going to stop here, and then we'll continue with din arev on Sunday.